Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 97, a big finish episode. That's right, finished Hexagon Garden Quilt. It's done. Yay! If you go over to the WordPress site, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, you will see pictures of the Hexagon Garden Quilt front and back, and then also pictures of Rick Star Quilt front and back and Hidden Stars front and back. These are all pictures that the man took for me yesterday, so they're much better quality than any of the pictures I've posted of these quilts. And I haven't, of course, posted a finished picture of Hexagon Garden Quilt because I didn't finish it until Saturday. Very exciting. Very exciting. So that means that now I am continuing with my half square triangles. And I don't know. I know I've finished one block and have squares for two blocks ready to go. I also did one of my Block of the Month Club blocks, the quilt my mom and I are working on together from grandmother's attic, or grandma's attic probably. And I have, so I'm behind by two, and then September's block is going to come at any second. So my goal this week is to get all the way caught up, which is very fun to do. And I should say, I'm really loving the fabrics right now. Batiks, yay. That's where I am. Oh, and I made two new pot holders, although I haven't taken pictures. I probably should before they get too messed up. But so it's been a good week, a productive week. Not that I'm all about production. I'm a process person, but it is nice to finish stuff. I got lots of great comments this week, many about the sewist slash sewer controversy. And I talk about my general response to that in one of the quilt diaries. But I will say, I think some people made some good arguments for sewist. Let me tell you what and who I heard from. That sounds odd. Let me tell you what I heard from. No, what I heard and who I heard it from. So I had a nice comment from Jay. Heard from Laura, who was the first person, but the first of many to point out that sewer from some people, the problem with sewer for some people is it has two definitions. There's sewer, a person who sews, or there is sewer, an underground system used to get rid of wastewater. So, and that is, I think that that's a lot of people's point, is that especially if you are reading, you of course see the word sewer, but it's also sewer. And that's what I talked about in one of the quilt diaries. Yeah, that is a problem. That is highly problematic. Laura also found Thangle's Fussy. And she much prefers a triangle paper. My mom said, my mom's like, I don't use Thangles. I use something else. She is going to send me what she uses, she gets these rolls. And she really believes that they work and they're good. So I'm going to try. I'll give her stuff a try. Her from AJ Dubb, who admits to using Sewist, but she sees sewer, carrier of sewage, so that, again, the problem. The Thangles work for her. She has better success with Thangles than trimming even with the squared up ruler. She says, I have the strip tube ruler that is supposed to make fast, easy HSTs, but either I need a tutoring or it needs better instructions. Anyone know about this strip tube ruler and have some good feedback on how to use it? I would love to find a simple, easy way to do these half square triangles, because there's so much fun stuff you can do with half square triangles. And the way I'm doing it, trimming them down, it takes a long time. I don't mind it. I kind of enjoy that process, but it's kind of time consuming. All right, I also heard, I got a lot of great comments this week. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Heard from Nancy. I have to read what she wrote. Dear Frances, it is funny that you should talk about the word sewist, because on Sunday I used it for the first time. I was making up business cards for my new Etsy shop and needed a word to describe me in reference to my shop. Sewist just seemed better than sewer. Although most of my things are quilty things, I am also putting in things that I've sewn and not quilted. I wanted to cover both the quilting and sewing aspects of what I do. People do not think of quilting when you say sewer. Sewist, being a new word, seems in my mind to cover more ground. The cards are ordered, so I can't change it now. I know. And Nancy, it's sort of like a comment like yours. You're like, it's the sort of thing that makes you go, I wish I hadn't even brought it up, because I hope I didn't hurt Nancy's feelings. But no, and I think that I mean, again, I talk about this in the Quilt Diaries. I think there's some very good arguments for sewist, and it does. It covers a lot of territory, and that's the thing, because what, you know, a lot of people, they don't just sew quilts, they sew garments, and they sew bags, and, you know, all kinds of things, and so sewist covers all of that. Heard from Phil Still Stitchin. Hi, Phil. I just like saying that. Phil Still Stitchin. She says the unnamed quilt block looks like little mountains. Maybe call it mini mountains or mini, M-A-N-Y, mountains. I kind of like that. Many mountains. Many mountains. And then she kind of keeps going. And then she says, "Ark, I'm losing it." Let's see. Hers from Cheryl. She said, "Your no-name quilt reminds me of P-class yachts, the tiny ones for beginners, which can be seen following one like little ducklings. Really cute when they are mini and their sails are multicolored." And... And it's like, oh, it could be like the little, I love the image of little ducklings. It could be the little duckling quilt. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, and who sort of gave the power sign, peace on, for the women's movement and my felt need for a third wave of feminism. I really think we need it. I think we're at this place in our lives as women, in our history as women, where we can be more comfortable incorporating all the different kinds of ways we live. I think that a lot of women got turned off by the second wave of feminism because they felt like they it devalued what they did as wives and mothers. And I think there's some truth in that. So, but I think we're at a point where we can come together in the middle and say we've got all these great choices, and they're all very valuable choices. But man, we cannot put up with what's going on in the culture, which I think in a lot of ways is very, you know, just open up 17 magazine and you tell me if you think that stuff is healthy for young women, if that's really leading young women in the direction we want to go. And that, to me, is why we need a third wave of feminism. Right on, Kelly the Fifth. Heard from Terry, who's also very down on fabric porn, not big on the sewist, although she says perhaps sewists are people who sew non-garment, non-quilt things. Don't know, but yes, we're opening ourselves up to the language. We are not closed-minded here at the Off-Kilter Quilt when it comes to language, but we do reserve a right to complain. And she also said thangles, not working for her. That just added a step, didn't bring on the accuracy. So yeah, I think, I don't know, what is it that makes thangles work for some people and not for others? Got another comment from AJ Dub, just wondering, on the pieces of paper stuck in the quilt, do you think they might wash out? You know, I really went through and got out all the paper I could. And it's weird because it's the kind of, you know, I complain about it, but it's actually the sort of job I kind of like, picking at little things and getting them out. I know there is paper. Jay, the art quilt maker, has said there is paper you can get that does disintegrate, that does wash out. And that is next on my list if I ever do this kind of quilting again. Got a great comment from Janet. And she suggests that, can I list the books you recommend on your blog? I need to do that, just do a big book blog list. I haven't done it on this week's, but I will. I'm trying to remember if I recommend it. I did. I talked about Still Life by Louise Penny. That's what I talked about this week, and maybe some other things. I will try to do that. I know. I'm really bad about linking. I'm a bad linker. I'm a bad linker, Janet, but I will try to do that. In the future, that could just be at the very end. And maybe I'll still do that. I haven't posted. I've written my post for my blog, but I haven't posted it. So maybe I will actually do that. And let's see. And she's asked, several of you have said, do I still need blue fabrics? And I do, Janet. So let me give you an email and we can talk about that. And Sally also offered an AJ Dub. Thank you very much. Heard from Valerie Scoot-Quilt. She says she has a book that calls the block without a name Four Patch Sawtooth, but she doesn't think that's very poetic. I don't think it is either, but it's nice to think it's got a name. Now, we've got to come up with a new name, because that's what quilters have been doing all along, right? I mean, all kinds of blocks have multiple names. Oh, and Valerie's one. I think that, you know what, I think when I was talking in the Quilt Diaries about the whole sewist thing, I think I attributed this to Quilt and Jenny, but it was Valerie said, a very quick Google tells me that sewist is a combination of sewer and artist. that's kind of nice. Yes, and then Quilt and Jenny. And she points out the sewer sewer thing. And, and she had to share about, this is important, the GLAD press and seal. So we were talking about that last week as a possible transfer method. And Jay, the art quilt maker, posted about it. She says, it does work. This is what Jenny says. It does work. However, picking out the tiny pieces of plastic when you are done is only slightly more irritating than picking out pieces of paper. I have largely given up on marking unless I need really straight lines. And you know what, Jenny? That's by the end of Hexagon Garden Quilt. I was thinking, I could just do this freehand, you know? So I'm kind of with you. I mean, I'll probably, when I can, mark. It is nice to have a line and to go by, but I there are cases where I can say, like, just fake it. Fake it. You can do it. We can fake quilt. Got a nice comment from Emily Hinkle, and she said she also had to stop watching some of the edgier TV shows. Just don't want to see some of that creepy drama. Me too. It really affects me. But what has she recommended? She's recommending MC Beaton's new Agatha Raisin Mystery, As the Pig Turns, which is such a great title. I will check that out. So I appreciate that. And if I think about it, I'll put it on the list of books. Heard from Sally H. She was looking at the Encyclopedia of Piece Quilt Patterns by Barbara Brackman. Two sources called my block Mosaic, one Anne and Andy, and another Triangle Tiles. Now, I like Mosaic. I like Mosaic. I think that's kind of nice. I'll have to ponder that one. Sarah submitted a very lovely comment with a very lovely link to a tutorial on making half square triangles that I have to check out. It is quiltingtutorials.com/all/fast-easy-pinwheels. And so obviously, as she points out, you don't have to use the HSTs and pinwheels, and it can, now here's where it got scary, and it can take a bit of math to figure out what size squares to start off with, but I've made a few this way and find that they come out very regularly and consistently sized and shaped. So I will check that out this week and get back to you guys on that. And, you know, as a math challenge person, I will be a good person to test this. Got a nice comment from Colleen. Oh, and this is funny. Funny story for you. She writes, once at work, my coworker, a man, was dealing with a fellow who was cursing with every second or third word. My coworker, in an attempt to get him to clean up his language, said, excuse me, this fellow misunderstood and thought he wasn't being heard. He started his story over, louder, complete with all the curse words. Ain't it the way it goes? Got a brief comment from Tori. She's just trying out her iPad and is thinking about doing a blog. I say, go, Tori, go. I would love to read your blog, your quilting blog. I'm assuming you're talking about a quilting blog. So, yes. A nice comment from my fellow UMass Amherst alumni, Amy. Heard from Lindy, who gives this Thangles tip. Iron the two pieces of fabric together and then pin the Thangles on. Ironing helps the fabric from shifting. Now listen to this. I made a king-sized quilt with 36 64-piece carpenter's wheel blocks. I would have gone crazy without them, the Thangles. Goodness gracious. Well, that's a good tip, and I will try that. Heard from Dorothy. Not crazy about sewists, but gets the point that that some, maybe most people like to dabble in different sewing crafts. So the words quilter or seamstress would not be accurate. Yes, see, we are open to the language. Me, Dorothy, the rest, we're open to it. We're just saying it sounds funny to our ears. And Kelly the Fifth chimed back in. Really commenting on Miss Tori's comment, saying that Miss Tori should start a blog. See, we all agree. Let's see, I heard from some folks over on Podbean. Those were all my WordPress comments. Oh, I'm going to have to go here in a second. It's almost time to pick up Will. Anyway, over on my Podbean site, I got a great and very funny comment from Joni Marie. And I also got, not on Podbean, but from email, heard from my friend Chris, the librarian. Always good to hear from her. She sends me an email from time to time just to check in. And Chris, I will be checking back in with you soon. Lots and lots of great comments. I really appreciate them. Ooh, we're going on 40 minutes, so I'm going to hand you over to the Quilt Diaries and just say one more time, thank you so much for taking the time to get in touch. I appreciate it. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday, August 29th, 2012. It feels late to get started on the Quilt Diaries, and then I remembered, yeah, I think I just posted the last episode on Monday. Falling off the Thursday girl thing, we'll get back there one way or another, or maybe I'll become a Monday girl. Who can say? It's all a big mystery. So I have finished the main quilting on Hexagon Garden Quilt. I realized last night after I finally picked out all the little paper that I had not quilted the borders. And the lazy part of me thought, why bother? And then the other part of me thought of Will's quilt, which I made, gosh, a year ago? It's been, I think, a year. That very pretty blue and white quilt that I didn't quilt the borders on that, and I kind of wish I had. So, those borders were white, and they just needed something. It's fine. It's not something I obsess about, but I remembered that. So I'm just doing a vine, sort of a liberated vine, to go with the liberated feathers, which are, wow, very liberated on the main body of the quilt. I will do that differently, as I've already said, next time. I think that the paper, you know, Jay, I think, was the one who suggested, you know, next time get paper that washes away, and I would do that. I do like this paper that I use fine in terms of being able to work with it. Part of the problem is because some quilting, and in this case these feathers that I did, require doubling up on some lines. You have to sew over lines to get back to another point. Not saying that well, but you know, you do have to do some sewing over of lines you've already quilted, and so that makes it hard to get the paper out. The last section that I quilted, I just went slower and made bigger stitches, and that helped. It really did. But nonetheless, I don't know. There are a lot of things that I would change about this quilting job. I would do a much easier feather pattern with bigger feathers. I think I would just draw it myself, and this one was a little complicated, and I'm not quite sure why I decided it was the one to do. It wasn't, and I should have done something simpler and larger. And I wish I had known about transferring, like the Saran transfer that Jay wrote about in her blog earlier this week, Art Quilt Maker. Because that, I think if I had done that and just had lines on there, it would have been so much easier and better. It's a bit, you know, because there's so many colorways in the quilt. It wasn't really that. I think the reason I chose paper is because I didn't have a stencil. I didn't have a way of transferring the lines onto the quilt. So I've learned a lot, and I really like the quilt. I think it's very pretty, and it is for me, so I don't care that much that the quilting is liberated. You don't. It'll be interesting to wash the quilt and see how the quilting looks. The muggles won't know. We should get bumper stickers. Bumper stickers. The muggles won't know. They won't. So, but it's fine. You know, it's in some ways a very sloppy quilting job. But I'm not necessarily against sloppy quilting jobs as long as they look okay and I can live with them. And I can live with this, and I do like the quilt, and I love the back so much. I can't wait to see that when it's all done and quilted and washed. And I can't remember if I have put up a picture of that like a long, long time ago. I might have, but you'll be seeing another picture. I love the back as much as I love the front, so that's always exciting. So lessons learned about quilting. But I still love doing the quilting, and you know, I'm already thinking ahead. I'm thinking ahead a lot of things. Oh, you know what's funny? So I was like, I have to get this quilt quilted this week because then I want to go to Thimble Pleasures and buy the binding fabric, and that'll be my big Saturday thing. And then I realized Sandy and I went to Thimble Pleasures, Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us, when she was down. I think it was in March, close to April. I already have the binding fabric, and it's fabulous. And yay. So as soon as I am ready, done quilting the borders. I've quilted one length of border. It won't take long. If I decide to do it tonight, if I don't keel over from the still exhaustion of the first few weeks of school. I also have been going to the gym. Yay! So I could finish that tonight if I actually sit back down behind my machine tonight. And then it's just the burden of making the binding strips and sewing them together and then doing that. And it's always fun. So I could really have this quilt done by the end of this week, which is always fun. It's always fun to have a finish. And let's see, there were other things I wanted to tell you. I so want to get to my block of the month blocks from Grandmother's Attic that my mom and I are both doing this block of the month club, and I'm way behind. In fact, I'm three or four blocks behind, and I'm really loving the fabric that they're sending right now. It's batiks. That's another thing I've been thinking about, working on the hexagon garden quilt, which I made completely from batik scraps. I love batiks so much. I don't want to malign other fabrics. I love fabric. I love looking at all kinds of fabric, but for making quilts, I love the batiks. I just do. And, you know, Rick Star quilt was not a batik quilt. The unnamed block quilt. Is it going to become that? Yes, what quilt are you working on? The unnamed, the block with no name quilt. We'll call it that, the block with no name. That is not, it's got some batiks because I'm using scraps. And it's got other things as well. It's got prints. What would be other than batiks? Prints? Batiks, prints, yes. It's got both. And I do love all fabric, but this is just, as I'm looking at the hexagon garden, I'm like, oh, batiks. And in fact, I'm thinking I may make my sister-in-law Alana, a quilt for Christmas. My mother and I are both scared to do this because she's quite fabulous, and she's married to my older brother, and she is an interior decorator and is very fabulous. She's a very scary person to make a quilt for. Not that she would be anything other than kind and lovely. Don't get me wrong. But she has taste. So she has a lot of yellow and gold colors in her house. We were there in Atlanta earlier this summer, and I was looking around. I was spying on her colorways. Lots of yellow, lots of gold. So I have to think about that. Anyway, but I think I will do it in batiks. I think she is a batik person. I don't think we're going to get like fabric that has little bicycles on it. No, I think batiks. So I'm in love with batiks again. Yay! Wanted to tell you that. Want to get to those block of the month blocks because I really want to get to those fabrics, and they're so pretty. And you know, I was thinking, wow, it's almost September, and I think we started this in February, so we're actually not that far from having completed blocks. So those are the things I wanted to share with you today. I hear Will whistling down the stairs. That's his new thing, whistling. So time to go make dinner. That's it for now.
I've not eaten since lunch.
Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Saturday, September 1st. I love September. And you know me, I do not complain about the weather. So I'm not going to complain that it's going to be like muggy. It is muggy. It's not going to be muggy. It is muggy. It's about noon and very hot, 95. We have had such a beautiful summer after that really hot spell around July 4th. Once that broke, it's been very, very nice. It's really not been much above 90 and really been in the mid to upper 80s. So I have no right to complain. But it is Labor Day weekend, and you know, my big plan has been to get a lot of quilting done, but also to get a lot of cleaning up stuff done. I had some plan I was going to get in my attic and get stuff ready to take to Goodwill or give away. But you know, when it's like this, just you really, if you're not in there by 9, which I wasn't because I was reading, you're just not going to get in there. So that may have to wait till next week, and I think it will probably, hopefully, please Lord, be cooler. But I am working on my sewing space, my sewist space. I've gotten some very interesting feedback on that, and a number of people, no one is entirely comfortable with the word, but you know, one person wrote and said she just set up an Etsy site, and yes, she refers to herself as a sewist because she does a lot of different kinds of sewing, and sewist becomes this all, you know, containing, all-encompassing word. And I get that. And several people said, you know, I don't like the word sewist, but you know, on paper, if you see the word sewer, of course, it looks like sewer. And I hadn't thought of that at all. And Quilt and Jenny, one of our fabulous Seamed Up gals, said that they, over at Seamed Up, that sewist is their word. And she had actually Googled it. And one of the first things that came up was sewist was a combination of sewer plus artist. So, you know, we're creating new language. No one seems 100% on board with it, but I have to say after the feedback I got, I thought, yeah, I get it. I get it a bit more. It makes more sense. It does also have kind of a modern feel to it, and so it's probably, you know, I'm sure a lot of our younger quilting gals, you may be one of our younger quilting sewing gals, you know, maybe saying, yeah, we need a new word for what we do, and it's different than what our moms and grandmothers did, although we still feel connected with them, et cetera, et cetera. So good discussion, which I appreciate. Anyway, so I'm in my sewist room, and I finally did something this morning that I'm trying to think when I got my design board. Was it like a year ago last spring? It wasn't last spring. It's possible. I think it's been at least a year and a half. It's possible that I've had this thing for 2 years. And finally, at some point, I think this spring, I asked the man, do we have a heavy-duty stapler? And we do. It's a staple gun. It is scary. So that's been sitting around in my sewist room for about 6 months. And finally, I'm like, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to actually put that together. And how long did it take? 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Only took 2.5 years. It took 15 minutes to do. But it's very nice. You know, when I got this board, I got it at Home Depot, and I had to cut it to make it fit in the space. And I had a nice extra piece of board, which I put out in the garage. And several people said, oh, you should make a smaller board as well, a smaller design wall as well. I'm like, that's such a great idea. Of course, I went out to the garage today, hoping against hope it would still be there, and it's not. The man chucked it. I don't blame him for chucking it, because it's been sitting out there for a couple years now. So, but you know, I would like to. I could use a smaller design board, especially. I'm working on, you know, the block of the month quilt that my mom and I are both doing, and I did one of the blocks. It's very pretty, but they're big blocks. You know, they may be 14 inches. They're big blocks, and so that's taking up a lot of space. And then just, you know, I've got a number of things going on. Finally got the binding done for Hexagon Garden Quilt, and I've got, am almost done. I'm almost done. Got it sewn, this, you know, the front side sewn on, and now I'm hand sewing it to the back. And I think I've just got one more length to do, so I will definitely have that done this afternoon or tonight, and then I'll wash, and then we'll go. I've been, you know, one of the things, the nice things about when you're hand sewing your binding is it gives you really some close-up time to spend with your quilt as a whole. And I'm studying the quilting, you know, my feather wreath quilting, and it's not very good, and that doesn't bother me that much. You know, it's a fairly dark quilt, and it's a dark thread, so there's not a lot. It doesn't pop in any place, particularly. And it will, I think, recede a little bit more once I wash the quilt. But I don't think it particularly does anything for the quilt. I don't think it necessarily detracts from the quilt, but it doesn't really add anything. And I think that quilting should add something to the quilt. So it makes me feel like I need to go on to, is it Crafty? What is it where everyone, or Craftsy? Something like that, where everyone's taking classes. I think my mom's taking classes. I think Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us has taken a bunch of classes over there. So I need to go and see if they've got something beyond sort of Machine Quilting 101, a little bit more advanced. I need to check that out because I think I'm at the point. You know, I learn by doing and making mistakes and then building, you know, and taking what I've learned and then really getting the real scoop. So I need to do that. I need to do some studying and get better at this. I'm having fun. It's not like I'm going, oh, I ruined my quilt. I'm just like, you know, probably could have made better decisions. But when I'm making quilts for myself, I mean, I do consider them, in a sense, a way to experiment and see what works and see what doesn't. And like I said, I in and of itself, I don't mind the quilting. I just don't think, like, I don't look at it and go, wow, that's great. The way I've still got Rick Star quilt. I think we're giving it to him next weekend. Finally, it's just worked out. We wanted everyone to be there for the presentation of the quilt, and that's hard to do at the end of summer. Anyway, I love the quilting on that. I'm not saying it's like amazing, nobody could ever done it better, no, but I think it really works with the quilt. I think it adds movement to the quilt. I think it's nice. It's overall just a nice complement to the quilt. So, you know, and I like on the Hidden Stars, I'm not sure that it adds a ton, but I like it overall. So anyway, so I'm not crazy about the quilting, but I do like the quilt very much, and I'm excited to almost be done with it. And you know, I've got a couple more pot holders that I need to quilt and bind. So that's nice. I will have 4 spiffy pot holders and can get rid of the really cruddy
pot holders in my pot holder drawer. So that's, you know, something really, something to live for, really. I want to tell you I am reading a really good mystery. If you listen to Quilting for the Rest of Us, and you should be if you're not. If you're not, I don't know why you're not. Go over and listen to it right now and then come back. You know that Sandy is a big Louise Penny fan. I'm not sure. I don't speak French. It's Inspector, I think, Gamache. G-E-M-A-C-H-E. I would say Gamache. And I'm reading the first one, which is called Still Life, and really enjoying it. And I think I was emailing with Sandy about this, that, you know, I don't read a lot of mysteries. Mysteries are very, tend to be, out of necessity, very plot-driven books, right? You've got to get all these tangled, this tangled web untangled and everything. And, you know, so it's, that's just by its nature, a mystery is going to be plot-driven. And I'm really a character girl. I think I've written several books that have no plots. They're just about characters. My book's The Secret Language of Girls and The Kind of Friends We Used to Be, which are really not novels. They're really collections of linked stories. No one seems to know that except me, but it's true, and they're not plot-heavy books. But you know, girls like them because girls are interested in other girls. And I've got a new book in that series that's going to come out next year called The Sound of Your Voice, Only Really Far Away, which was the title of one of the chapters, and my editor just really liked that a lot. So anyway, but not a lot. I love characters, and I don't, as a reader, don't need a ton of plot. I just need characters who actually act in ways that are true to themselves. And a lot of times with mysteries, you know, it's like John Grisham novels, which can be very exciting, but the characters aren't that, you know, a little bit interchangeable. But in this book, Still Life, the characters are wonderful, and she really gives you characters you can kind of hold on to. And the main character, the protagonist, Inspector Gamache, if that's how we say that, is a great, great character. So I think her new book just came out last week, and which I maybe called something like Beautiful Something, I don't know, but it's part of the series. It's the sixth or seventh book in the series, so there's a lot of books to read. So start with Still Life. I like starting at the beginning of a series. So I like this very much, and I will read them all, I think. My book group, we're doing Brave New World. This was not my idea. Someone else decided, you know, because... who was it? Fahrenheit 451 and Bradbury. You know, he died this summer. And so Danielle got this idea that we should read some science fiction about, you know, the horrible future. And so that was one of her choices. And the other was another Bradbury book and then Brave New World. And I put both Bradbury books over Brave New World. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe I'll love it. I don't know. But I've never had any desire to read it. And but I will be reading it. That is on my list. I got... from the library, got a Marie Bostwick book, Ties That Bind, and I think Sandy mentioned that. I want to say thank you to Tanisha, who on her most recent podcast gave a really lovely review of my new book, Second Life, of Abigail Walker. And I so appreciate her really thoughtful reading and thoughtful review of that book. It's nice to have friends who read and have podcasts and will say, hey, I really like your book. So I think that is my news up to this second. And in fact, well, what do we got here? It's about 18 minutes. Do I have more things to tell you? No, we've talked about Soest. We've talked about where I am. My hope today is actually to do more work here in my Soest room. And I have a lot of stuff that just needs organizing, needs putting away. And, you know, I just feel so much better when the space is neat and organized. And, you know, when you're a crafty person, stuff tends to get crazy. And it's just that time. So I'm going to do a little quilting, do a little organizing and cleaning, and kind of go back and forth. What's neat, don't really have anything going on this weekend. I'm going to go over to my neighbor's house this afternoon around 2. She's the one who I'm helping make a quilt. Although she's done a lot of sewing. She's done garment sewing, which is, you know, a different beast, but nonetheless is familiar with the machine and the, you know, concepts and putting stuff together. So I'm going to go see how she's doing on her quilt. But other than that, you know, there's church tomorrow. And I might go. Someone asked how my stomach was doing. It's doing much, much better. I'm still, my diet, I'm pretty much not doing dairy. Even yogurt is kind of not doing well. And no red meat or pork. and no fried foods and trying to keep sugar down. But otherwise, you know, that still gives you a lot to work with. And as long as I kind of stick with this diet, which and exclude those things and careful, I'm actually pretty good. And I'm back at the gym. I've been to the gym 3 times this week. Is that right? 3 or 4 times. Maybe 4. So far, and it's Saturday. I may go today. It's so hot and muggy. It's hot, you know, it's just a horrible thing to walk out of the gym into the swamp. So I don't know. But I might, because it helps sleep. But I think it also helps with my stomach. I think just being in overall good health is a good thing. I wanted to tell you 2 things I've been taking. AJ, I think it was AJ Dubb a couple weeks ago, asked what probiotics I'm taking. I'm taking, this is from Garden of Life, is the brand, Primal Defense Ultra Ultimate Probiotic Formula, a whole food dietary supplement. Yes, so that is what that's the probiotics I'm taking. But last week at the grocery store, I got this stuff. It's called Digestol, 100% plant enzyme, supports complete digestion, alleviates gas and bloating, supports nutrient absorption, and it really seems to work. You take a couple before you eat, and here's the this is some of the stuff you're like, really? Are you just making this up or is it real? Digestol was formulated to help digest over 9 ounces of protein, 30 potatoes, and 60 grams of fat. Yes. So there you go. If you have an opportunity, if you have an event coming up in the near future where you're going to have to eat 30 potatoes and 60 grams of fat, if you don't die of a heart attack right after that, this stuff will help. It does. I feel like it helps a lot, and I've been taking it for a week. I started taking it right as I was going back to the gym. So maybe it's the gym. I don't know. But it really does seem that my stomach stays settled after I eat when I take this stuff, so yay. So doing much better, still kind of on the road to recovery, hoping that I will recover. So, you know, this stuff, people have stomach stuff, but I just feel like I will eventually. We'll get there. I miss having eggs for breakfast. Right now I'm having banana and toast, which is a perfectly nice breakfast, but I really would like to be having eggs because I really like eggs for breakfast. So we'll get back there one day. But it's all good. So thank you for asking. Thank you for caring. I appreciate that. So I've updated you on my gut, on my sewing, on the next few days. Oh, I know. I was thinking about tomorrow. It's like there's church, but sometimes you're like, I don't know if I'm going to go to church. My tummy hurts. But because we go to Duke Chapel, it is online. Yes, which is not quite the same thing as being there. Barbara Brown Taylor is the preacher tomorrow. She is a wonderful, wonderful preacher and writer. So I would hate to miss her, but we shall see how that goes. But otherwise, don't have much. Would really like to get Will's room cleaned. But I want Will, you know, he just needs to be a little more involved in this process so he feels the pain when it actually all falls apart. And it's pretty icky right now. So anyway, I think that's it for the time being. And, you know, I may just go ahead and end this because then I need to do an introduction and maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I'm hoping the man is going to do some photography for me, Rick Star Quilt. Also, I don't have a real documentary quality picture of Hidden Stars. And then, and hopefully I will, before he gets the camera set up and all that, we'll also have Hexagon Garden Quilt done and ready to be photographed. So maybe I'll post this. If I have the photographs by tomorrow, I'll post this tomorrow. And otherwise, probably we'll get it posted on Monday. And we'll be a Monday girl once again. So there you have it. In case I forget to say it, first of all, thank you for all the comments. I probably won't forget to say this, but I think sometimes I forget to tell you. If you want to comment or contact me, go to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. That is where the pictures are. Or you can go to offkilterquilt.podbean.com. You can email me at fdow@nc.rr.com. I think that's right. It's not org. nc.rr.com. I should check. Hold on. Yep, it's com. And if you haven't done an iTunes review and you think, and you know, the spirit moves you and you think, I'd like to go to iTunes and say something nice about Francis and the Off-Kilter Quilt, feel free. Won't hurt my feelings a bit if you do. So that's it for now. I hope you have a great week. Clean your space. Be a sewist. Get your work done. Make some quilts. It's so nice to make quilts. See you later. Bye.